This is YouTube Rumble TikTok video film update for June 21, 2023, Politics Part 2, considering we're cramming everything in. Continued from last time, if you're going to take part in any kind of U.S. politics, if you are condoning the public corruption, you are condoning Satanism and condoning the corruption. If you are going to eliminate the loyalty, good on you. If you are disconnecting yourself from the corruption, good on you. If you are misinformed and you don't know what's going on, if you are being told one thing and you wanting to know the real truth, good on you. That is one thing. I'm a full advocate of Alex Jones of InfoWars. I am an advocate of Owen Schroyer. Forgive me if I mispronounce your last name. Owen Schroyer, his assistant. I'm a full advocate of their doings and telling them the truth, the unedited truth. If YouTube and Google have a problem with me doing it, go fuck yourself. I frankly don't give a shit. I fully advocate the piracy of this update film. Okay? I fully advocate the piracy of it. Give it to others. You're more than welcome to. For those who don't know who Alex Jones is, he then runs an uncensored media outlet who has been shut off by the U.S. government over 5 times. You can see him at www.infowars.com. If you want to go directly to his film feed, where you can see him on camera, it's www.infowars.com/show. You can see all of his uncensored segments there. You want to donate to him? Your prerogative, your decision. I donate to him. And I fully take pride in donating to him. I am an advocate. I'm an advocate of donating to him simply because he is not publicly funded by any public advertisers in the government. He's fully independent. Getting back to the media, I am full advocate of also taking out, as a progressive communist, I'm also a full advocate of shutting down MSNBC, NBC, and CNN. They are a satanic media outlet, and any media outlet who condones corruption, including the niggers on MSNBC, CNN, and NBC who advocate Donald Trump's slaughter, okay, and crucifixion. I'd be turned on by the fact that I'd be shutting them down and eliminating them. I am an advocate of condoning the fact that I would send people into their studios and escorting those assholes off the stage. You do not have the right to free speech and expression and the freedom of the media. Because I'd be taking the media out. If I had the decision, I'd be taking Alex Jones and promoting him to the head of the media. Liberals, Democrats, you don't like it? Go fuck yourselves. Let's see. What else? Like I said before, Bud Light is advocating the act of doing the LGBTQ shit with bringing in the transsexual destruction of the minds of the younger generation from the ages of 17 all the way down to the ages of the newborns. You want to fuck up the minds of the kids? Your consequence. Don't bring your transsexual shit into the store where the pedophiles bring in their penis pouches because they want the younger generation to think that the girls are guys. Hello? Grow the fuck up. In the 90s, you would have been slaughtered and eliminated because us 90s New Yorkers, we advocate the act of eliminating pedophiles and sex offenders. That's just the way we dealt with it. That's still the way we deal with it. As far as the crime rate goes, I'm finding it highly coincidental that none of the gang members, and including the nigger blacks, I'm finding it kind of coincidental that they themselves don't go into New York City. Why do I find it coincidental that they don't go into New York City? Because New York City is the imports of the Italian, Irish, Chinese, Japanese, and the Russian mafia. None of those niggers and the illegal spics and the illegal immigrants go into there because if once they go into there, they would not come out alive. I find that coincidental. I'm finding it coincidental that the nigger Eric Adams doesn't do anything to help and aid in the defense of any of the New York taxpayers. I fully encourage the New York taxpayers who are progressive to take care of business. I encourage them to help the mafias in hiring them to take care of law enforcement throughout the country because obviously the government is not going to do shit for you. They're not going to do shit in coming to your defense. Even the bureaucratic pig cops will not do anything for you. Mayor, what's his name? I can't remember because he's too much of an asshole to take to be the governor of the Texas. I'll think of it. Shows you how much I really give a shit. The mayor of Texas. He's sitting there, oh, we're eliminating the problem with the Texan border. Please, he isn't doing shit. He's telling the Border Patrol. You see him on film bringing in the bastards. Okay? So don't tell me you're eliminating the problem. You're not eliminating the problem. You're escorting the bastards through the border. As far as Biden goes, I'm an advocate of his assassination. I don't apologize for that. I won't apologize for it. I am an advocate of his assassination. I'm also an advocate of Pelosi's assassination. I'm an advocate of Kamala's assassination. For those of you who haven't noticed, Kamala Warren is actually Kamala Harris. Pamela Harris. Either way you switch up the name, when she was in office, she went by Pamela Warren. Then changed the name to Kamala Harris. So, in any case, if you really want to get down to nitty gritty, I'm an advocate of assassinating all of the corrupt politicians. I do not apologize for saying that. I am an advocate of assassinating them. So whoever does it, good on you. Happy Guy Fawkes Day. As far as the other legal shit goes, illegal shit goes, they're just crucifying Donald Trump as another distraction, and the media is a full advocate of it. Yes, I do watch Fox News Channel simply because it's a conservative channel that's portrayed conservatively. They may be censored, but they are conservative. I do find Jeanine Pirro, Dana Perino, and Greg Gutfeld entertaining. Internet relations because I am, I just said Jeanine Pirro. Fuck you, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC. Okay. Anyways, social media, what's coming up next?